white people. We're back. This is Book Chat on Sixth Floor Radio. And as usual, this podcast is available on Audioboom, iTunes, and YouTube. So please subscribe, like, share. And today, we are reviewing Bobbyverse 1. It's called Bobbyverse 1. There is no Bobbyverse 2. It's by Dennis Taylor. It's called We Are Legion, We Are Bob. So, let's see what is Bob like.
All hail Bob.
The Bob. Okay, so this book is science fiction. It's far out there. And it's a lot of fun. The book is fun. It starts in the present day, then goes ahead into future.
About 100 years ahead.
Well, time is relative, isn't it?
No.
No, because you say 100 years in the future, but the story happens even further away from that.
Yes, it does.
So, here's how the book starts. This guy's Bob. He gets killed in a car crash. He's a software developer. And he goes into cryo-freeze. Yes, he's one of those weirdos who signs his body up for cryo-freeze. So they chop his head off and they freeze his brain. And when they reanimate him, it's in a computer program. So he's basically a computer.
Actually,
he's a program.
He's a program. And he had thought that his body would be revived. And actually what they did was the present regime has decided that cryogenetics is illegal. And he becomes a slave of the present regime.
That's in the future, though. That's in the future.
Yeah, and when he's woken up.
Yeah, and the book doesn't start out well. The book doesn't start out well, but the book is good. The book is really good.
The first book I've read in 2017, and it's got my new year in with a very, very nice mood.
Yeah, the book is called We Are Legion, We Are Bob.
When Ishan recommended it to me, I was like, should I or should I not?
Yeah, because it's called We Are Legion, We Are Bob. I felt the same way. I was like, damn it, this book is called We Are Legion, We Are Bob. Should I even spend my money on this? I'm so glad I picked it up. Dennis E. Taylor does a great job. He does, as I said, he doesn't start out the book really well. However, the book gains momentum every minute it goes on. And damn, that's some classy writing. That's some great writing. And he's incorporated technology so well in this book, like 3D printers. Every tech guy knows that nanites are out and 3D printers are in.
He's used available technology to a very far out result.
No, he's used the upcoming technology the way it's going to be used in the future. We all know the Chinese are printing their houses. They're printing bricks from 3D printers. So he's used that, but what I was coming to was, like, he has used the character's strengths to its maximum effect without it being unbelievable, you know. So, because when the guy himself is a tech geek, he knows what's going to work, what's not going to work, which, like, this guy is a consciousness trapped in a computer, so he will use his, he uses his programming skills to get to places. And he manages to escape. You know,
He manages to escape. Not only that, he becomes a spaceship.
Yes.
He becomes
He's a drone.
Spaceship.
It's a drone.
And because he is feeling sensory deprivation,
he creates an AI.
He creates himself a VR place where he can live.
Yeah. Right. He makes himself a VR, virtual reality.
including a cat, including a fish that is a secretary or assistant.
You know, that is something we will see in the future more often, because VR is coming in, and the way this guy develops it, it's good. It's already a thing, like augmented reality. You can put your screen here, you can put your screen there, you can put your screen here.
This is getting a little nerdy, so let's get back to the book.
No, that's what I'm saying. This, he's used the character's strengths, because he's the character himself is a tech geek. He's used the character's strengths to its maximum effect.
True.
And the writing is excellent.
Yes, that's what I wanted to come to. The writing is very good. I mean, never did I get the feeling that this is a first book for the author. And then I searched around and I found out that it is the first book.
This is Dennis E. Taylor's first book?
Yes.
And wow.
The second is coming out in February.
And oh, the, wow. That's where my credit is going.
That's the third is coming out in May.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's quick. So,
at least that's what he has said on Goodreads.
So here's the thing. One thing which we all fell in love with this in this book is that this character, Bob, he has to make copies of himself. And every copy is different. There is a Bob called Homer, like in the cartoon, the Simpsons cartoon. He keeps going, "Doo!"
Then there is Riker.
Riker, he's the Star Trek second in command.
What I like is...
He has got no sense of humor, just like the Riker in Star Trek.
What I like is, again and again, he goes back to sci-fi conventions and he quotes from them. This character, Bob, actually lives and breathes the sci-fi genre.
Yeah, the sci-fi genre, yeah, they're not very, they're not Star Wars fans, they're Star Trek fans.
Yeah, they're Trekkies.
Yeah, they make, they find two worlds, Vulcan and Romulus.
Yeah.
They name it Vulcan and Romulus, because it's where Vulcan and Romulus are supposed to be.
I know, I just felt like going, you know, live long and prosper.
How come no Bob named himself Spock?
I think we'll see it in the second book. How can it not happen?
And the different Bobs, the hierarchy, the Bill Bob, okay, the way the Bill Bob is, and since they're all Bobs, each and every character in this book, leading character in this book, is all Bob, they get each other's jokes. And since you know where they're coming from, you get their jokes. And it's a good time. It's actually a good time.
It's as far as entertainment goes, this was wonderful.
There was no darkness in this book. And that is so beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, I would really think that somebody who's got his head chopped off and his brain put into a, you know, as a program, would actually try to commit harakiri.
That's what a lot of other, you know, cryo people do in this book.
Yeah. Only thing is, he quite enjoys it.
Yeah, as he says, he's a loner. You know, he's in this book, he keeps mentioning that since I'm a loner, like the one Bob who's even more of a loner than the rest of the Bobs, he just picks up, his name was Milo, he just picks up and goes away, far, far away.
I know.
And gets killed there. But
the author has taken all the traits, character traits, and he has actually made a mix of them. Somebody is more of a loner. Somebody is more of a geek. They all have immature sense of humor. And somebody is...
none more than the original Bob.
No, that fellow who comes as a cartoon character.
Homer. Yeah, Homer Simpson, Homer.
Yeah.
So, no, he's got... He's not got a... He's got a... Okay, he's got an immature sense of humor.
More than the rest.
The original Bob is the Bob.
Yeah. Who's playing God?
Yeah, who's playing God? And you're saying he's got the most immature sense of humor?
I have parameters. You see, I have standards. Cartoon characters are a big no-no for me.
No, he's just doing that because Riker...
It irritates Riker.
Yeah, Riker, who's the Bob without a sense of humor, it irritates him. So, like, Bill and Marvin, their sense of humor...
They're playing ball.
Imagine, yeah, they're playing ball.
Imagine VR characters playing ball with each other.
That's already... available.
No, these are characters, they're computer programs, and they're playing ball. Oh, by the way, the Earth that we know, it's had a nuclear war.
Actually, it had two, right? By the time?
Yeah, it had two.
And then there was the asteroid warfare.
And then now the Earth is dying, and guess who's saving the humanity?
Bob. So, rate this book.
Oh, I gave it 4.5 on Goodreads. I really enjoyed it.
How can I give it 4.5? There is no half.
You know, if you use an ancient Windows program, then you can take your mouse slowly up to there and then retreat it slightly and you get a half.
Is that even possible, people?
It is.
I have no idea. However, I'll give it... it left me wanting in the end. And I didn't like the start.
So that's why the half, no?
No, I'll give it... If I wanted to give it half, it would be 3.5. But since there are no halves, it's 4. I'll give it 4. It's a great book. Very entertaining.
Very entertaining.
I highly recommend it. It's one of the best sci-fis I've read. I've read a lot of sci-fis. So it's worth each and every penny. I don't know.
Credit.
That's one credit. Audible credit. Yeah. So, anything to add over here?
Oh, I can't wait for the next book.
Neither can I. And thanks a lot to Ipsa Bhatnagar for this artwork. I'm available at Ishandarith, she's available at Phoenix R2.
Phoenix R2 on Twitter and...
Phoenix R2 or Ritu Lalit at Facebook. Catch us wherever you can. Our next book chat will be slightly different because we'll be doing the best books we've read in 2016. 2016. Hashtag 2016.
Yes.
So we'll catch you guys then. Keep listening to us. Keep hearing this on Audioboom, iTunes, and watching us on YouTube. If you haven't subscribed, subscribe, please. If you like this video, give it a thumbs up. If you don't like this video, well, you know what to do. I'm Ishan Lalit. That's Ritu Lalit. We'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye!
Bye! Happy New Year!
Yeah, Happy New Year! Bye!